lovely moat. Now, campaign group Action for Sugar looked at the nutritional information of 100 of the country's most popular children's yogurts, and just 1 in 20 aimed at children have healthy levels of sugar, campaigners have warned. And the worst offender has a 5.5 teaspoons of sugar per pot. That's as much as 16 malted milk biscuits or 5 chocolate digestives. I bet you're surprised at that. And joining me now is nutritionist and columnist Lauren O'Reilly. Good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, but I'm absolutely shocked to read that. Are you shocked?
The yogurt aisle is quite a minefield. It can be a shock. I've known this for a long time, and it is a bit of a minefield choosing the right yogurt. Unfortunately, marketing strategies, particularly those aimed at children as well, can be extremely deceiving. And a lot of yogurts that are traditionally marketed at children may have, you know, hidden health or misleading health claims, like high in calcium, high in vitamin D, organic and so on there as well. So they have what you call the health halo effect put on them as well.
Yes.
You also wouldn't naturally, you would think that everyone has the best interest of children at heart. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. I mean, I plucked out 2 specifically targeted yogurts there. So a Peppa Pig yogurt, 100 grams of Peppa Pig yogurt is 12 grams of sugar.
Wow.
So that's over 2 teaspoons of sugar. And those yogurts are pretty small, you know.
And of course, the Peppa Pig being the big seller then, I mean, the kids will look at that and they say, we want that.
Oh, yeah. Like a Paw Patrol yogurt, 8.5 grams of sugar. Now, that's a 2-pot serving. But still, that's a lot of sugar. So when you try to visualize that sugar, so 2 teaspoons of sugar, would you put that in your tea? Is when the way I say it to people. So unfortunately, they don't. They're very kind of unregulated from that perspective as well. There's been a lot of work done from a media perspective, from a TV advertising, online advertising. There's government groups working towards that, and the Advertising Association of Ireland, they're working towards regulating the advertisement of sugar sweetened beverages and sweets online for children, but yogurts mightn't always fall into that classification, unfortunately. So there does need to be a lot of work done, and we need to protect our children essentially as well, because it's very much subliminal marketing.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's hard to blame parents, because even if you have a look at the ingredients, the sugar is, we're fooled into it's a wondering about it, because, you know, the syrups, there's fruit concentrates, there's all of these things, which essentially is sugar, but we mightn't recognize them as being such.
Exactly. So one of the ways that maybe parents can start taking control, it is a minefield again, even as nutritionists going into a yogurt aisle, it's like, oh my Lord. So it's learning how to read your label efficiently. So the first is looking at the ingredient listing. Now, this might be common sense to some people, but for others, they may not know this. So look at the ingredient listing, and the ingredient listed first will always be in the highest. The highest, it comes in order of the highest and then going down to the lowest. So, for example, in a couple of the yogurts that I looked at, Peppa Pig, for instance, sugar was the third highest ingredient in that, for instance. So look at the order. So if sugar is at the top, you'll know that there's added sugar.
But it mightn't be called sugar.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
Not necessarily.
And that's the problem, isn't it? What else could it be called?
Anything with oath at the end of it.
Okay.
So O-S-E at the end of it, so maltose and so on. So look for a name with O-S-E at the end of it. That's often another name for sugar. The next step that you can look at is the actual label itself.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go to the carbohydrates and then go to the of which sugars. Okay, so, and then I divide that, so a teaspoon is 5 grams. So I divide that number by 5 grams, and that helps us to visualize how many teaspoons of sugar are actually in that. So it might actually be almost an exercise in yourself to go into the supermarket with the calculator if needed and actually have a look. But you know, again, unfortunately, a lot of these yogurts are very high in sugar. And again, they're specifically targeted at children. Sugar itself is quite damaging in the sense that, you know, children, they're weaning, they're developing their taste preference to sugar, and this sweet tooth can stay with them for life if they're exposed to sugar at a very young age as well.
And, of course, we have such an issue with obesity in our young people now. I mean, we really have to get this together, haven't we?
We really, really do, you know. So the way parents can take control is reading the labels, looking at the ingredient listings, you know, and there are kind of healthier yogurts out there. So obviously, in that particular study carried out by Queen Mary University London, the ones in the highest were the obvious, you know, your Rolos, the Smarties, and so on there as well. But there were a couple of ones that you'd otherwise associate as healthy. So there was a Yoplait yogurt inside there, the Froobs, the Munch Bunch. Again, you would have thought that they were healthy. So one thing you can do in terms of finding a healthier yogurt is opt for maybe a plain yogurt without the added fruit,
yes,
like a Greek yogurt. And then what you can actually do is add your own fruit to it.
So that's like a natural yogurt, is it?
A natural yes, yogurt. And I say every meal is an opportunity to nourish. So a plain natural yogurt, you can add your own cacao powder to it if you want a chocolatey yogurt. If the kids are struggling to eat yogurt, you can add your fruit and nuts and seeds to it as well. One thing I recommend is to avoid smoothies for young children. So the reason being is if you break down the fruit and turn it into a liquid, that also becomes straight sugar there as well. So, for example, an innocent smoothie, a small innocent, not a name, not in nature, should I say, contains about 6 teaspoons of sugar in
Good
a small
God.
Innocent smoothie. That's straight sugar into the bloodstream as well.
6 teaspoons?
In a small innocent smoothie.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's
not so innocent, unfortunately.
And again, you would, and a parent would be forgiven for thinking, you know, this will be really good for my kid.
Yeah, or even fruit juices. So a carton of orange juice, again, small 250ml carton of orange juice, about 6 teaspoons of sugar also in that as well. So fruit juices, again, often put in the kids' aisle in the supermarket. Parents think, she'll put a carton of orange juice inside in a lunchbox going to school, and that'll set them off or her off for the day. But unfortunately, the fruit juices are straight sugar there as well. So opt for whole fruits. And when you're opting for drinks, then, you know, milk and water are the best options for kids. If you are giving juice to children, I recommend dilute one part juice to 5 to 6 parts water. That is really, really bad for children's teeth, their oral health as well. But just even kind of going back to the yogurts then again. So yogurts are really important for, you know, their bone and joint health, at the formulation of their teeth and everything there as well. So it's important to get our dairy in. But again, just opt for the plain yogurts with the added fruit.
And can we be assured that those natural yogurts are okay? Because I'm getting suspicious of everything at this point.
Again, it's such a minefield out there. So again, look for your natural yogurt. Look for the ingredient listing. So there will be natural sugars, lactose, naturally occurring in milk.
Mm.
So the reason I suggest looking at the ingredient listing is you'll see if there's sugar added to it. So
okay,
if there's sugar in the ingredients, then you'll know
right. Anything
sugar is listed itself or anything ending in OSB, and then you can actually look at the ingredient list or the actual label itself.
Right, but what a shame you have to be Miss Marple on all of this because we're being misled by advertising.
It is unfortunate, you know. I plucked a couple of the better ones for kids out there because parents are probably wondering, particularly with the kids going back to school, what do I do now?
Yeah.
So the Petit Flou, no added sugar, has 1 teaspoon of sugar. That's probably the better of them.
They're very small, though, aren't they?
They are very small, yeah. And then the Glenisk Organic Kids, again, 7.5 grams. Again, the lesser of the worst ones. They're naturally occurring sugars.
Okay.
In that particular brand as well. So that just gives a bit of a helping hand when choosing yogurt.
Right, but the best approach would be to get natural yogurt that you're pretty sure about and add to that. But at least you know what's going into it then.
Exactly, you know, and that's the best way forward. When what you make yourself, you know what's in it. Otherwise, the more ingredients that are in something, the less pure it is, right. And the less control you have.
I'm just out of time, but would you answer a listener on with a query that occurred to me as well last week? In fact, you know, these flavored waters, are they full of sugar as well?
So the flavored waters aren't necessarily high in sugar, but they tend to be high in is artificial sweeteners. So aspartame and acesulfame K are common sweeteners that are found in those. Now, the jury is out. There's a bit of research on it, but those sweeteners aren't good for the body. So what I would avoid those particular types of waters. If you do struggle to drink your water, what you can actually do is fruit infuse your water. So if you're working from home, for instance, you can set up a jug, put some lemon in there, put some mint. You can chop up some oranges and put them in there. You're getting the vitamins from the fruits and vegetables, and also you're getting some naturally fruit-infused water
and
as well.
You're in control, of course. Lauren, really good to talk to you today, and thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good morning to you. That's Lauren O'Reilly there, who is a nutritionist and indeed a columnist in the Nationalist as well. News and